vehicle near the Linksville Road exit. That's causing some queuing traffic in both directions. R59 northbound queuing traffic heading towards Michelle Avenue exit this morning. Republic Road eastbound is heavily backed up traffic towards William Nicol Drive. If you're out in Kempton Park, Atlas Road northbound is queuing traffic. That's at Elgin Road this morning as well. On Deckers Road eastbound, that's near Homelands for Michelle, there's been an accident near Christian DeWitt Road and Gulf Terrace.
DeWitt.
There's heavily backed up traffic, but the roads are dry.
Hey!
If there's any other traffic problems you'd like to report, simply tweet us at UJFM Breakfast.
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
For UJFM News, I am Michelle Mugale. The unions are calling it a declaration of war, but Public Administration Senzo Unu says he is hoping negotiation with labor over efforts to comb the public wage bill will yield positive results. The proposed cut to the wage bill budget formed a key part of the national budget speech yesterday. Finance Minister Dijon Boyeni told Parliament that the 160 billion rand would be saved through the review of benefits and other salary contribution, such as pay progress. The organized labor is fuming and plans to fight. Public Administration Minister Senzo Mkunu is convinced that not all is lost. Eskom says there is an increased probability of load shedding today. The power utility says some generating units are being taken offline for emergency repairs. The parastatal says its system remains unpredictable and any change in performance could lead to power cuts. Gauteng police are hoping to get a statement from a grade 8 pupil who was allegedly kidnapped outside his Joburg school to explain his two-day disappearance. Police found the 14-year-old boy unharmed at Maponya Mall in Soweto yesterday. His family has told EWN that the boy was picked up from outside the Queen's Secondary School on Monday by the e-hailing cab driver instead of his father. They say the CCTV revealed he was then dropped off at the shopping center, but it's not yet clear where the boy was detained for two nights. The police's Mavela Masondo says they are hoping the boy could shed some light on what happened.
Yesterday, the boy was still traumatized, so we decided to give him time. So we'll be assigning our social workers to go and talk to him. It's then that we'll go and obtain a statement to from him and just to get what transpired.
The people's uncle says they just want justice. Justice.
Could we have justice with the voice note, please?
If he lived, then I'm happy because when he's back and then he's unharmed, I'll be happy with that. But the perpetrators, they must get those perpetrators.